Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick and Advanced Trading Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi are on their Boots on the Ground tour surveying crop conditions across North Dakota. Don Wick has this report.
In the Leeds, North Dakota area, Brian Engstrom has had almost 3 inches of rain this year. The wheat crop is described as below average to average. Engstrom's corn was planted on last year's PP ground.
In our area, in the Leeds area, there was a lot of heavy rains last year and it caused a lot of acres not to get seeded. So we opted to put corn on prevent plant ground just because of that extra moisture that was available. And that actually looks really good. If we catch a couple more rains, I think the corn crop will turn out. Dry beans, our crops look, very nice at this point, but we're always a week away from 100-degree temperatures and not enough rain to sustain it. So looking forward, it's really hard to say how the dry bean crop and the soybean crop, for that matter, are going to turn out unless we keep getting half inch of rain every week, then we'll probably be all right.
The Rugby area is squarely in the area with D4 or the exceptional drought category. Pierce County Extension agent Brendan Creeby says the spring wheat crop is very uneven. Much of that crop is the size of a pop can and is fully headed out.
And right now I'm taking in a lot of samples for people trying to hay them or graze them instead. So that's kept me pretty busy. Right now about the only thing holding on are the soybeans. That's about the only shot that people are really holding on to. The corn looks okay at this point, I guess, too. But over in Pierce County now, we've been kind of tough off for a little while.
Is there a concern with nitrates? What are you seeing with this crop?
Yeah, that's been the really tough part of it. People are trying to utilize the crop, and I've done a lot of samples, and probably 9 out of 10 have come in positive for nitrates. So they can't, at this point, they can't even use it to hay or graze. So I'm encouraging guys to send it to the lab to get it, you know, tested so they can at least see what they have, so maybe they could blend it off instead.
Right at the crossroads of Highways 2 and 3 in Rugby is the First International Bank. Tanner Johnson is the president of the bank. The pasture ground and hay crops are suffering from a lack of moisture, and Johnson's rancher clients are culling aggressively. Crop conditions vary.
You know, you take a area from about a 40-50 mile radius from around Rugby, you go anywhere from potentially a 40 bushel wheat crop on some ground that maybe had some moisture in it, to maybe a couple bushel, you know, because just didn't germinate or got burnt off. So the different soil types in our county kind of dictate what your crop is going to be this year.
Obviously, tough decisions being made, and then you got to factor in crop insurance, and it gets to be a very complicated process for these growers.
It's the unknown with the crop insurance side of it that right now, we just don't know how that's going to work and how RMA is going to be able to assist us and help us out. But, you know, we would like them to work with the farmers so that the farmers can work with the ranchers to get some of this stuff released if it can be. But, you know, that's no easy task.
Advanced Trading Risk Management Advisor Tommy Grisafi is leading this Boots on the Ground tour. Markets certainly sensitive to what these farmers are saying.
There's a spring wheat crop that's possibly has severe damage, and then in the Midwest and even now the upper Midwest, we're starting to potentially grow a big corn crop. So there's the haves and have-nots in America. I wish we could travel every state, but our home state here in North Dakota, something you and I are particularly familiar with and you do a great job covering, we're going shaking hands with people and getting back to that face-to-face contact after COVID, and farmers definitely want to visit.
The Boots on the Ground Tour, starting its day in Minot today. Updates can be found on air and online. I'm Don Wick on the Red River Farm Network.
And get the latest